JN Mobile.
T-Luck, I hate Charlie Bravo.
Hey, good morning to you. Somebody else is up besides a fellow like me this time of the night.
Yeah, I'm just pounding my head against the wall trying to figure out ET Tiny 85. Apparently the pins to the little legs don't mean anything. Apparently when they're talking about pins, they're talking about the PB number. I just found out the hard way. So how's your evening?
Okay, whatever that means. I'm not quite sure what any of that meant. You were talking about, were you talking about something about HF or something?
That's a microchip. Trying to build a box transmitter, but I got to learn the chip and get it programmed. And I try to upload a blinking light program to it where it just turns that LED on and off repeatedly. And couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. And the code's activating a different part of the chip than where I was told to flip the wire from this script I was following online.
Okay, I got you now, Fox Hunt. Yeah, okay, the transmitter thing. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm just on my way to work. I'm not sure where you're at, but I'm over here in Lapeer County, coming in on the 662. Going over here to Flint Town.
I'm up in Saginaw, and so you got third shift, huh?
Well, yes and no. I'm a driver, and I usually work from like 2:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon, so I guess it's kind of third and half a second and part of first and whatever you want to call it.
Semi-truck driver?
Yes, sir.
What you hauling today?
Fuel. Fuel and propane. Usually fuel this time of the year and then propane when it gets cold.
You transfer the hazardous stuff, huh?
Yeah, I live around here and I work out of Flint and we're usually in Detroit most of the time, so I'm just going over here to get my truck to go to Detroit. I'm quite sure. I might be doing something around here today, but I doubt it. So, yeah, I'm going to Flint to jump on my truck to go to Detroit, basically.
So you mostly deliver in Michigan or you do out-of-state driving too?
No, it's strictly in Michigan, but particularly 100 air mile radius.
Being in-state only, does that pay as good as the out-of-state transport?
Well, it just depends. It's generally the type of equipment, what it is really about the pay. The freight doesn't pay like the hazardous and the tanks and stuff, particularly, is what I'm trying to tell you. Like the flatbeds pay more, the tankers pay more, you know, the vans are the lower pay of the group, basically, where you're just hauling freight and swinging doors.
All right, higher the risk, higher the pay. Got it. So you get Christmas off, or you gotta drive through that too?
Well, everybody's on a rotating schedule basically, so they always have a certain amount of people working every day of the year, you know, because there's people out moving around all the time, so the stations have to have product, so You know, I ask for Christmas off, and I usually take Christmas off and New Year's and usually the 4th and Memorial and Labor and all those days or whatever, but I got seniority. I got quite a bit of seniority in the yard, but if I wanted to work, I could, you know, so it's kind of a deal where, you know, they go by how long you've been there and stuff, and if you want to be off and PTO and all that stuff.
So you own your own rig, or is the rig provided for?
No, it's a company truck. I drive for somebody else. They're over there in Grand Rapids.
You got HF rig in your truck, or just VHF?
No, I've been a technician no code for years now. This is pretty much about my extent of it right here. VHF, UHF, and something similar to it, basically. I do have HF equipment, but I've been living in a rental home for years with a fancy HOA involvement and can't set up anything. So I got a bunch of HF equipment sitting in a cardboard box now for years, basically.
Well, you could always do POTA activations or set it up outside and tear it back down. And there's always hide your antenna for HOA options.
Yeah, I don't know. I've thought about it. I still monitor stuff like that every once in a while. I haven't transmitted in years, so I don't know. Guess it is what it is. I'm kind of a VHF, UHF guy anyway, so.
Have you been on a fox hunt lately?
No, I only know what that is. I've never actually participated in nothing like that. I just know what that is just from being a ham for like 30 years now.
You've been in tech for 30 years?
Dang near. I was licensed in 94 or 93, somewhere in there, so I guess it's probably close.
You have any plans of upgrading to general?
I don't know.
Well, if you ever do, swing past hamstudy.org, and when you feel confident, you could register with GLARC through hamstudy.org and take your exam online. There's exams 3 times a week, every week.
Yeah, you mean upgrade without actually doing the VE thing.
GLARC is a Greater Los Angeles amateur radio group. It's a VEC, and I'm a VE with them, and we do online exams 3 times a week across the entire United States of America, including Canada. And, so hamstudy.org is free. You could study the questions, you could take practice quizzes on the question pools, and practice exams, and hamstudy.org has got a very high pass rate.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before. Back when I originally got my ticket, I went to the Red Cross building and took a test and all that stuff and paid, I don't know, $3 or something, I think it was. Things have changed quite a bit since then, but and I think the question pools change like every, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 or 10 years or something?
Yeah, they just changed. But Ham Study's up to date on all of it. So, yeah, if you ever get in the mood to do some studying with it, try them out. I think you'll enjoy that website. It's 100% free, and I think it's $10, I think, for the exam, 10 or 15 or something. And you can take it at any time during the week at your convenience. All you need is a laptop.
Yeah, my phone's ringing here. I got a dispatch call there. I'll be back in a minute. Hey.
Yeah. All right. KEACV on the side. CAD Mobile.
All right, let me try to get a few things straightened up. I'll be listening. W8FU.
All right. Something DR, whatever, that just connected to Echo Link.
Where are they connected? They connected to you or they connected to me? I'm not seeing it.
No, some jackass took the VHF and UHF hubs with Echo Link, not answering, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see him down there on your hub. Yeah. Children and their toys. Why do they allow it?
Well, if he doesn't want to answer us, he's just going to get banned. Dumbass.
KEACQ, test it. KEACQ, clear.
KE8OOK Mobile, we are up and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, we are northbound on 75 and monitoring. KE8OOK Mobile, what's there is a frequency?
BAD mobile monitoring. KE8VHL monitoring. KE8VHL from KN8BAD. How you doing this fine, lovely day?
Oh, not bad. Just escaped work. I'm on my way to pick up my youngest. He's got a foot appointment about 3:40, so I'm trying to get there in time to pick him up to get him to the destination. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing real well. We're just out doing a little errands here and there. Beautiful day.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, beautiful. Not as much humidity. I guess a little warm, but maybe those storms that went through last night kind of cleared things out a little bit.
Right now, I'm in Davis, then. Where are you at?
I am just north of Lansing. I'm on 127 northbound, just north of 69. I'm headed towards St. John.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. My sister used to live in St. John. So, yeah, it's nice here. It's a little cloudy this morning. The sun is out, but it's a beautiful day. It's like 83 degrees here.
Yeah, thermometer in my car is reading 86. I don't know how accurate that is, but yeah, it feels pretty warm out, but yeah, not quite as humid as it has been, which that's good at least. I can take a break from the humidity. I don't know about you.
Oh yeah, me as well. I had music all weekend. I play in Sing Star. I'm a performer, and I do gigs and stuff like that. And I had a couple this weekend, and woo, it was hot.
Oh wow, yeah, I'll bet. You know, being outside, yeah, for that long, I can imagine.
They had a, I don't want to call it a tent, but they had one of those pop-up things, and they thought it was going to be okay with the sun, but when the sun gets out far enough, there's the sun, so I got burned, and I was hot as can be.
Yeah, were you out there in the middle of the day, or like closer to mid-afternoon, or were you out? Sounds like you were out there when the sun was right up top.
I went on at 1 o'clock. So I went from 1 to 2.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. What kind of music did you say it was?
I play like easy listening country, John Denver, Jim Croce, James Taylor, Vince Gill, I do all that. And I'm a soloist, so I do it all by myself.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like white riotous music. I worked for a few country stations. I started out, radio was my kind of like my beginning career, and I kept my my toe in it after I got into what I do now, TV operations. But yeah, worked at a few country stations around here in '80s and '90s mostly. So not too familiar with, you know, current country artists and whatnot. I don't keep up much on it. But I tell you, I think '80s and '90s were kind of the second golden age of country.
I totally agree. When I was 28, my only brother was 38. He's 10 years older than me. He was going through his third divorce, and he fell down a flight of stairs at my sister's house. He got a blood clot in his leg. He was in the hospital 2 weeks and home less than 2 weeks, and it broke off, and he died of a pulmonary embolism. It broke off and went into his lungs. So he passed away, and the lady that he was going through, he was going through his third divorce, and with her, he had two boys. The oldest one's name is Bobby, and at the time my brother passed away, he was 4, and now he's 40, but 18 years ago, he met a girl online, and he went to see her over in New Zealand, and then he never came back. They got married, and 15 years ago, he brought her over so we could meet her and stuff. They went back home, and they divorced, and she met somebody here in North Dakota or something online, and now she lives here. But he's still a resident of New Zealand, and February of this year, I went to see him for 3 weeks. And, of course, I took my guitar, and I did a couple open mics there, and they just love me.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm sorry to hear about your brother, but... Wow, that sounds amazing. How do you like New Zealand?
Minimum wage is $23. Gas is $10 a gallon. Of course, they sell it by the liter, but when you figure it out, it's about $10 a gallon. Sales tax is 15%. I exchanged like $170, and I got like $269. 2 weeks before I left, I wrote a song about going to see my nephew, and if you went to YouTube, I think you could find it by typing Bobby and me.
B-M-H-D-A-D. Oh, Bobby and me. Yeah, I'll remember that. Sometimes I have trouble remembering things unless I write them down, but Bobby and me is pretty easy to remember. I'll keep that in mind and look it up.
That's great. Yeah, it's a rich man's place. I never seen a rusted vehicle at all. And all I saw was like Lexus, Lamborghinis, Toyotas, Dodges. I did see a couple Chevy trucks. But yeah, they're all into the big stuff.
Wow, well, probably New Zealand, they probably don't have a lot of salt to rust the vehicles, because, yeah, they probably don't know what snow is over there.
Actually, they do know what snow is. I just talked to my nephew a couple days ago, and it's winter time there, and it was like 24 degrees, and I'm like, I didn't think it got cold in heaven. He just laughed. I said, you know, because I think you guys are pretty close to heaven. It's beautiful over there. But yeah, they're in their winter months now. I went in, February is their hottest month of their season.
Yeah, I knew they had summer over there during our winter, but I always thought that, I don't know, because of the positioning you know, like the tilt of the earth, that their winter was more like a rainy season.
This is K8ZHL. No, they actually do have snow there, and it was cold. Ice on the windows, and
all that good stuff. So yeah, it was pretty amazing to see pictures. I'm like, I didn't think it got like that in heaven. He just laughed. I gotta ask, did you see any Kmart there? Because I heard that they're still going strong in Australia, and I think they have some in New Zealand left. Yes, affirmative. Yes, they do. I went to a Kmart there. They also have Bed Bath and Beyond. And you know how we go to the grocery store and we get a grocery cart? They don't call them that. What do you think they call a grocery cart in New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know. You got me there. The only thing I could think of is maybe they call it a truck.
They call it a trolley.
Oh, I guess I was close, but yeah, a trolley. Gee, that's something that goes down the street.
Yeah, they don't call garbage. They call it rubbish.
Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of a British thing, they probably don't call it gas. They probably call it petrol, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, it sounds kind of like heaven from the way you describe it. I always wanted to go to, like, a place like Guam. I always wanted to, you know, such a small island, something like that, and to see what it's like someplace in the South Pacific, or, you know, or Australia. My wife and a friend grew up in Australia, and
yeah, it's definitely for a rich person, I'm telling you. It was absolutely beautiful. It was like 110 on most days, and I didn't even think it rained, because when it did rain, it rained in the nighttime, so I didn't get to see it. But I think the day before I left, it sprinkled a little bit, so I did see that it rained there, but it was absolutely beautiful.
NAGYU, you're on, Vic. NAGYU.
And ain't you where you could.
W monitoring. KEA ZMW clear.
KEA VHL monitoring. KEA VHL monitoring. KEA VHL clear. Foxtrot Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Fellow with the suffix Foxtrot Romeo, go ahead and pick up your KC8STO here, over.
I hear you clear. I didn't catch your call sign. Could you set it pretty quickly? This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, W8FFR.
Whiskey 8FFR in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Jim Doug Lima. My name is Rob, Bay City, Michigan. How copy?
All right, Rob. Name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee, Alpha November.
You and I have chatted before. Yeah, I'm in Bay City, Michigan here. We're about to your mobile end.
I just left work east of Lapeer, and now I'm heading home to my home south of Lapeer. So I'm tied into the Lapeer machine.
Yeah, you got good coverage of the Lapeer machine. Quiet, no static. A little bit of here and there, you can get that when you're mobile, but you got a good copy. Yeah, we chatted before. Matter of fact, you probably can't hear it, unfortunately, but our BARC, Barry Amster Echo, has a net on at 8 o'clock tonight on a 147.36 machine. That's in Bay City with a 131.8 hertz PL, but it's not a very powerful machine, but I'm just playing with the radio here, going to tune in on 147.36 for the nightly net at 8 p.m. tonight. But Ryan, you got a good copy here. You're doing quite well. Yeah, I'm heading up to West France tomorrow. Me and my buddy is going to take me. I'm legally blind, or I don't drive anymore. He's going to take me up north with my engines and my stuff. I'm going to the tractor show in West France, Michigan. It starts on Thursday. I have a couple of them old hit-and-miss gas engines. I got three of them. I'm going to display there at West France. Looking forward to it. Tomorrow's not supposed to. It might be a possibility of a sprinkle, but nothing to gripe about. But that's what I'm going to do this weekend. Over.
That sounds like a really fun time. Saturday, I'm going out to Lansing to go visit a friend of mine out there.
Okay, very good. Well, have a good time. You visit your friend. Yeah, if you have a chance, you get a chance with Google Pioneer Power Tractor Show. And I'll tell you all about it. It's in West France, Michigan. It goes from the 18th to the 20th of July here. So, okay, Ryan, I know you're driving there, so I ought to get off the air and let you get going what you're doing. You have a good night. Thanks for the QSO. And, hey, we'll catch you down along another day. Back to you. Over.
Affirmative. It was nice talking with you, too. I've actually given up on my log. It's so far behind, I just gave up on it. At least mobily. I'm going to keep a log for my base station, but mobile, I'm done. It's too hard to drive and keep track of everybody, so. But I should remember your call sign now. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. I am sending 7-3. Have a wonderful weekend and a safe trip, and I am clear and still monitoring.
Pretty good, Ryan. That's no problem about the log keeping here. That's okay. The new rules is kind of lax on log bookkeeping, which is all right with me. Okay, Ryan, you don't have to respond to me, but 7-3, you take care, and we'll catch you down the log. Well, I will clear with you. Kilowatt Charlie 8, Sirius Delta Wingmare. I'm off Bravo BQ, it's right. The 147.36 repeater. 7-3, Ryan.
KFADYL. KFADYL, monitoring. KFADYL. KFADYL, monitoring. KFADYL, monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, radio check.
Foxtrot Mobile is all I caught there, but radio check sounding good, loud and clear, full quieting.
I'm clear on that. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, clear monitoring.
NT0Y, clear.
KFADYL, monitoring.
KFADYL, WHFR, I hear you loud and clear. How are you tonight, Ken?
Oh, I'm just dandy there, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful right now. I'm just playing around with my 2980. It's finally set up at the base station on a very sketchily and redneck-engineered antenna tower, but it's working. I'm using 10 watts right now to hit the repeater. How am I sounding?
There's some very slight background popping. I wouldn't say constant noise like you hear on some transmission. I would say some background popping, almost like you're driving in a car. Like, that's where I usually hear that. But you're super loud. Audio is really good.
Yeah, as I was just telling some other hams on the net, I was just on, my antenna is only 6 feet off the ground right now, and it's the only place I could put it until I convinced my parents to let me put up a different tower. I tried on the roof, and I just couldn't do it, and I also don't have enough coax to reach from the roof to my bedroom.
Yeah, towers, towers take some equipment to get up, that's for sure. And yeah, you need the coax to go the length of the tower too. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, so my room's on the second floor of the house, and the antenna is 6 feet off the ground, and there's a very big amount of sag in the coax because it's running up through my window. I took the window screen out, sent it through the window, and just basically dropped it down the side of the house. So I want to put up a 12-foot tower built out of galvanized pipe with the threaded pipe that you get like Home Depot, and I'll have more than enough coax to put that up.
Well, every situation's different. All kinds of solutions out there, that's for sure. I'd have to see it to be able to offer any advice, so I can offer none, but you'll figure it out.
Yep, and thankfully I have November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, and Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango X, right across the street from me, and they're quite knowledgeable, so they've been more than willing to help me out as I get this fine-tuned, so I'm very grateful for that.
I thought it was K-8-Z-T-M, Vicky and Terry across the street. Let me guess, they went out and got vanity call signs.
Only one of them did.
I see. Oh, those vanity call signs. Gonna confuse everybody.
You thinking of ever getting one there, Ken?
I'm gonna say no. I'm okay with KF8AYL. I kinda like it.
I still think it's really cool that even though we took our test in two different locations, my original call sign ended in a Q and yours end in a Y, and every other digit was the same. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, and you were one of the first contacts I made on the VHF anyway.
What's cool is a couple days ago, I actually made contact again with my very first on-air contact over in St. John, and the call sign is escaping me off the top of my head. But that was really cool to make contact with him again. Just hoping I can find my Elmer out there. I don't know how active he's been recently.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. So how's life in the Lapeer County there?
Well, I got downpoured on multiple days at work, and I'm being baked alive. It's been very hot, very humid down here, and I'm just grateful the AC's working in the truck.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing. And we got my buddy who's my age married off last weekend. Actually went through with it, so he's married now. After 54 years, he finally found somebody he'd get married to.
Better late than never, and actually taking your time and waiting and then really finding a person that is a really big accomplishment, because it's all too easy to just jump the gun and then now you're in a relationship that you weren't really either ready for, or maybe the person's not who you thought they were. I'm learning that.
Yeah, you know, that's very true, and I, after spending some time with them over the last year and a half, I think they have a pretty solid relationship. Yeah, there are a lot of, like you say, there are a lot of early 20, that they need to get married, or that's what they were told they needed to do in life, or, you know, just that kind of thing. That was like their path that they were programmed. Yeah, that's a bad word, but, you know. And it didn't work out well for them, but I think their relationship's gonna be pretty solid. I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, that's great news to hear. And how's life been up in the Bay City area?
Oh well, it's Burt's Run, but it's raining. We just actually had a downpour come through. I don't know where that came from. It was all sunny, and then it just unloaded for 10 minutes, and then the sun came back out again. And now it's super humid.
Yes, that happened to me yesterday at work. It downpoured for an hour or two, and then it just stopped, and then the humidity was just absolutely baking.
Yeah, other than that, I'm just taking care of my wife, who had a surgery on her foot a couple weeks ago. She's still trying to get back. She's still got to stay off it for another couple weeks more, I think. She's in a cast. She's got a little wheelie rover thing that she can kneel on and scoot around, but that's been pretty rough for her, so hopefully that she can get off that scooter and the crutches and on to back under her feet pretty shortly here.
Yeah, surgery, from what I hear, is never really fun, especially the recovery part, but my friend actually did something to her ankle, and she has one of them rolly things that you kneel on, because she's also in some type of boot or cast.
Yeah, you got to be careful on those things. Sometimes you can get going a little too fast, and they're not really stable at, quote, higher speeds, if you will.
Hear the same thing about wheelchairs.
Yeah, I almost bit the dust on the old scooter thing. I took it for a spin a week or so ago, and I almost wiped out on it because I got going too fast.
Now, I asked her boyfriend if he ever just pushes her around the house and pretends like they're raising her or something, and he said yes. So, yeah, it's interesting because that living with that temporarily, but you adapt to it.
Well, I have a found appreciation for coworkers, that for sure, because, like, especially, like, the first whole week, she couldn't even hardly get up, so you have to do everything, you know, just everything from... you know, fetching every little thing that a person uses on a regular, you know, big, I need water, I need a cloth, I need a napkin, I need my blanket, you know, I need to get up and go to the bathroom, I need some new clothes, I need to take a shower. All these things are immensely more difficult when you're incapacitated like that. And she's not even really that incapacitated, but she just can't put weight on that foot, and it's kind of painful, but, yeah, it's work.
But then again, it's just like any other aspect of a relationship. It takes two to tango, as the saying goes. I'm also finding that out as I get older.
Yeah, you got someone you're seeing here that you're getting serious with or something?
No, not yet. I just know from the few girls over my life that I have had even a little chance with, I don't think I ever truly dated someone or was ever truly in a dating relationship, but just the little experience I have, even that, it's taught me a lot. And I'm looking forward to when I finally meet my wife. I just want to be the best person I can be and be ready for her.
Well, you'll know it when it happens. It's pretty automatic. It's been my experience anyway.
Yeah. It'd also be very cool if I end up talking to her over the amateur bands and find out, oh, wait, you were that person I was talking to? And then, well, that'd be a story.
Oh, you probably just jinxed yourself. She's probably going to hate amateur radio.
I hope not. I mean, even if she did, I'll probably convince her, but no, I honestly wouldn't mind my wife already having a ham license or be willing to get one. And I got a couple friends who have no interest in being hams. My family doesn't have any interest in being a ham. So it's kind of lonely over here.
Yeah, you got it. Funny, in California, his wife always complains. He's like, oh, you just wanted to get a ham because you wanted to talk to somebody other than me. You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to your radio friend. But it's just really a joke, but there might be a sliver of truth in there.
Yeah, but that's when you come back with the rebuttal of something's going on, and when they're constantly asking you for information, and your ham buddy is the only one who can provide that information.
Yeah, I've left a radio on my wife, like in the little, where my wife's kind of propped up all the time. I'm like, here, you can listen to them. She's like, are you going to go out in the garage and talk to your radio? I'm like, I don't know. I don't talk a whole lot on the radio. But I might, maybe, who knows. Here's a radio. You can listen in or talk. She can't talk on these bands, but there's other bands that she can talk on.
Yeah, also on a side note, since we're on the topic of ham friends, I think you have been single-handedly been the ham that I have made the most amount of contact with over the air.
Well, really? That's pretty interesting. I think you're up there. As far as contacts made, you're definitely on the top of the list on this VHF side of things, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever heard you on any UHF band that I've been on, but I'm over there quite a bit too, and also on the GMRS.
Yeah, I don't have the equipment to get on UHF. And I'm told for brief transmissions I could use the 2 meter on my car, but I kind of don't want to do that. And this antenna I'm using in my base station is VHF, and my radio, my base station radio is a VHF only. So the only real radio I have that can do UHF is my handheld with the 15-inch whip antenna. Or the rubber ducky, which I probably will never use again, because I got that 15-inch whip now. It's awkward to have it clipped to my belt, but it works.
Oh, I use my handheld a bit, but I got a diamond, it's, I don't know what it is, 15, 16 inches, something. The diamond is J7 something, and antenna that goes on it, on the HT there. That really does a nice job for the VHF, UHF stuff.
So I've been doing a little bit of research into GMRS and trying to find its purpose and honestly how to get involved in it, because I'm always looking for ways to basically have an excuse to play with more radios. So it sounds like you have experience in that. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, station ID.
This is KF8 AYL. Yeah, I'm on the GMRS. W8CMN people have also a GMRS network. There's a Flint repeater, a Saginaw one, a Sheboygan one, a Detroit and a Macomb, and a Mayville one that are all linked. There's GMRS. And there's different, you know, frequencies, and I think the PL is 151.1 on all of them, but you can look them all up on mydmrs.com or the mi8.systems website and see all their repeaters and how they're linked and whatnot. But it's interesting. There's a lot of different people on it, and especially since they're linked from Detroit to through. People on it, and you know, you don't need a license, so there's probably a little bit more shenanigans going on, but honestly there's not a whole lot of shenanigans happening. Like there was earlier a couple years ago, there was some stuff, but I haven't heard too much of that recently. I mean, there's a bunch of regular good guys on there, and just a different service, a different band. Just consider it like, you know, there's 70 centimeters, and there's 2 meters, and there's 20 meters, and there's just another service. That's all it is.
Yeah, because it's something I'm definitely interested in, especially as someone who likes to diversify in terms of communication, and being able to access more frequency bands, that's always helpful, especially if, for whatever reason, one set of equipment gets compromised, then you have a chance on another band if you have a completely different piece of equipment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of standalone repeaters out there, you know, making simplex contacts is pretty non-existent. You're going to basically have to live on top of them, but the FCC is kind of frowning upon, I'm going to use the word frowning upon, the linking, because they've kind of, there's nothing in the rules that actually say
F-A-A-Y-L-W-A-F-F-R. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima. If you're still out there, you basically were breaking up and then you just stopped transmitting. I don't know if I lost you fully. W-A-F-F-R.
Oh, really? You lost me, huh? You had me know?
Affirmative. I didn't know if it was on my end or your end.
I thought I heard my hand speaker and check my supply here. Maybe it dropped off.
Here, stand by for a few seconds. I'm going to just peek out the window, make sure my antenna's still A-okay. I have no reason to believe it's not, but considering it's anchored with rope and baler twine and railroad spikes, but I'm just going to take a quick peek. So I will return within a few seconds, W-A-F-F-R.
Did you say railroad spikes? K-A-T-M-X.
K-F-A-A-Y-L, W-A-F-F-R.
Yeah, that was me. I don't know. Something got to hear. and told one of the wires I left. I was only getting 12.2 volts during transmission, which shouldn't be that bad. Maybe that was my problem.
Yeah, I'm having trouble reading yet, and I also think there may have been another breaking station.
No, I'm not hearing another breaking station. This is KF8AYL.
WAFFR, and that transmission was so much better, Ken.
Well, now it's staying at 13.8, so maybe this radio really doesn't like, maybe this radio doesn't like the 12.2 volts.
I know mine's being fed 14.4. I just read in the manual not to exceed 14.8, so I'm like, uh-oh.
Nah, it's fine. I put this radio in different vehicles. Well, I know there's one of them that, that pretty much runs at 14.2, 14.3 or so all the time.
Found out my 2980 has a temperature sensor built into it. So I programmed that into one of my hotkeys on my mic. And it is heatsink. So it doesn't have a cooling fan. So I just took my portable fan, actually, that I sleep with, and I have it pointing at my radio right now. It's keeping it somewhere in the 90s. So I don't know what the max temp is. I think the highest I got it was like 96, 98 degrees, and I was on 80 watts when I did it.
Well, maybe it is your radio, because I only caught the last three words of that transmission. Like, you had been talking for a while, and I only got three words on the very last end of it.
Interesting. How am I sounding now?
That was perfect. No problem.
I don't know. Stuff's weird. But then again, I'm always have down the back of my head on a antenna that is held, that is anchored by rope and baler twine, and it's on a very thin pole.
And what's the radio you're using?
Yaesu ST2980.
Ah, yeah, you said that earlier. Yeah, no, you shouldn't have any problems with that one. I wouldn't think, anyway.
Yeah, it could be any number of reasons. I doubt the radio. It also could be something as simple as someone or something moving within the propagation path and absorbing a lot of the radio waves.
That's possible. There are a bunch of little isolated thunderstorms moving around the whole south of Michigan here.
Yeah, I know they scare me because in order to reach my antenna, I have the top of my window open, and I close as much as I could, so, and that's where the coax runs through. So every time there's a storm, I get a little nervous. I'm going to find my bed just completely soaked with water, but I don't think it should happen. KF8AYL, WAFFR.
I think we lost W8FFR, KF8AYL. Still out there, Ryan?
KF8AYL, yes I am. I'm still here.
I thought I lost you there for a little bit. I said something and then there was no response for a while. I don't know, there might be something going on. But anyway, my wife calling me in here. She needs some stuff, so I'm going to go in. I'm going to say 73s for now. Good chat with you. Be clear on your final, KF80 Whale.
KFAAYLWAFFR. It's good to talk to you as always, Ken. And I'm sure I will speak to you again sometime here in the near future. Have a wonderful rest of your night. This is Whiskey 8, Shot Fox, Shot Romeo. I am clear of this frequency.